High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the 3-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down on the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz, he launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A 3-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
NewTek is proud to support high school sports. NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Again, welcome back to the jungle. We're at Hastings High tonight, getting set for the boys' ball game. The girls' game just completed. The parents' night went rather quickly there. Hastings High disposing, actually, Kearney knocking off Hastings High in the girls' ball game, 34-23, the final score, and that's a girls' contest. Got the boys' game coming up next. Hastings High coming in, a record of 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. The Tigers have won 3 out of the last 4 ball games, including the other night when they knocked off their crosstown rivals in Adams Central, winning by the score of 62-42. Hastings losing to Grand Island Northwest, 55-54. The other 2 wins during this streak has been a win over Centennial, 52-25, and over McCook, 59-47. Kearney coming in with a record of 12 wins and 6 losses on the season. The Bearcats coming off of a loss to Norfolk the other night, by the score of 77-72, Kearney played Norfolk, an undefeated team, toe-to-toe there before losing by 5 points at 77-72. They had won their previous 2 games on the road to Columbus and the Fremont, winning 60-45 over the Discoverers and winning over the Tigers of Fremont by a score of 50-40. Second meeting of the season between these two teams as Hastings knocked off Kearney in the GNAC tournament between Christmas and New Year's. They beat him by the score of 65-48. You're listening to the NewTek Seeds pregame show here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno as high school basketball continues on the Breeze.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back at the Tiger Gym as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between Hastings High and Kearney. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings High head coach Scott Rosno, and coach, your ball club sitting at 7-8 on the season, but you guys have kind of turned the corner. Have you won 3 out of the last 4 ball games? You feel good?
Well, you know, it's a situation where at one point before Christmas, you know, I really felt like we were just going through the motions, which was kind of concerning, kind of disappointing, knowing that we had so much coming back. And as we went into break and into the Christmas opportunity and then came out, went into conference play, this is the exact game where as Coach Simmons kind of stated, he said, you know, this is the first time that we've looked like we're a year more experienced, not just a year older. And since that point, you know, we played a good competitive game after we played Kearney with Scott's Bluff, who's highly rated in Class B and fell short. And then played North Platte for about a quarter and a half is all, and then we were just fatigued and didn't get the job done. But since then, you know, we played a I suppose from the stands it was a good ball game, but we played a good ball game with Minden and went on the road a couple of times at Centennial and McCook, and were able to put some things together, which is a positive for us. And then we come up to the last two games where we fell short, and then we started to put some things together against Adams Central, and so that kind of brings us up to now. But, you know, it's been a good growth for us.
What has been the change since Christmas time?
Well, I think the kids have understood the importance of ball control even more so. They understand the importance of good shot, bad shot. We've got some players that are shooting the ball a whole lot better percentage-wise. And I think that they're a little bit more intense about things. They're a little bit more determined. You know, we play a handful of juniors, but we've got quite a few seniors that are on the floor for us. And those kids start to calculate, looking at the calendar, that, you know, the season's going to come to a close. And I think they start to understand you don't want to leave anything out there second-guessed or could-haves or should-haves. And so, you know, I just think that the kids are playing with a little bit more urgency, and that's what you want from the tip.
You guys knocking off Adams Central your last ball game, 63-42. It sounded like you guys put it all together in that one.
Well, you know, it's just a situation where, you know, you're never as good as what you think, and you're never as poor. You know, I don't think Adams Central did as many things as what they were hoping to be able to do, and some of their personnel changes kind of affected that. But equally so, I think our kids had a good understanding of, you know, maybe some strengths that we had over Adams Central, and definitely try to play towards those. You know, with that in mind, you know, we talk about other teams having dollar and dime theory as far as who's going to be your scorers and who's going to be your role players. You know, I think it's also important that your own team start to understand, you know, who are you looking for to do certain things, and getting kids to understand what your capabilities are as much as what your limitations are, and then just trying to play towards those strengths and not getting caught up in what your strengths and weaknesses are.
Defensively played very well, held a very good Adams Central team at just 42 points in that ball game. And defense has been kind of your mainstay in this year, hasn't it?
Well, it's had to have been. From day one, we told the kids, you know, there's a lot of things we want to work on, but things that we have to work on were taking care of the ball and playing defense. And outside of about two, maybe three games this year, you know, we've been able to put the two together. Early in the year, our offense was quite a bit behind everything. And so, you know, that's been a process to bring that up to speed. But, you know, too many turnovers against Northwest about a week and a half ago, and not quite enough defense, you know, in a few games in between here and there. But really, defense has been something for us to hang our hat on. Tonight will be a challenge in that aspect, because Kearney does so many things that they're able to attack basket, get offensive boards, hit perimeter shots. Kearney will definitely push it to the limit as far as what your defensive scheme is.
Kearney is a team that you guys played in the GNAC tournament in between Christmas and New Year's. You guys were able to beat the Bearcats by the score of 65-48. But I know Kearney will probably be ready for this one, won't they?
Well, I would expect them to be. You know, even the first time we played, you know, I'm not necessarily saying that we caught them by surprise, but it was a situation where it had been quite a while since a Hastings team had competed through four quarters with Kearney a year ago. We found ourselves in about a seven-point game at halftime, and for the most part liked where we were at, and then they opened up the gates on us and just popped us a good one. And for us to be able to hit some shots early, and for us to be able to dictate the intensity and the aggressiveness of the game, I thought early on it kind of put them back on their heels, and then our kids just continue to play with that confidence and positive attitude. Kearney will come out, you know, I'm sure very intense early, and our kids, you know, it's going to be a game where if a team does pop something early, you know, you don't want to run and hide and pretend like the game's not going to happen. You know, regardless of what happens throughout the game, you know, this is still a game that's going to help us prepare for our postseason, which in the end, this is what we want to do, is get ready for that February-March run.
Which, why were you successful the first time around against Kearney?
Well, big thing was that Coach Johnson, one of the coaches on staff, had kind of put together our Kearney scouting report, and I thought the kids really paid attention to detail as far as what things Kearney was trying to do. And so defensively, I thought our kids kind of did a decent job of getting Kearney somewhat out of their rhythm. Now, Kearney's playing a whole lot better offensively now, and so that'll be an equal high challenge. But then on the other side of the ball, our kids offensively came out and started to click a little bit more. Just the idea of being able to spread the floor a little bit. Now, Carney may come out and run some zone, run some press tonight, but that's the nice thing, and the fact that, you know, we're now 1st of February tomorrow, and our kids have seen enough different things that hopefully those types of things don't rattle the kids, and they still understand that we're trying to execute to score every opportunity we have.
They come out in the zone. Obviously, it's going to put some pressure on your outside shooting game. Number one, knocking down shots would be a key tonight.
Well, it will, and we haven't necessarily taken a lot of threes as of late, but the ones that we've taken have been smart shots. They've been out of the flow of the offense, and the kids have been able to knock some of those down. Probably even bigger than being able to hit some shots is being able to take care of the basketball, regardless of whether they're zone or man. That's going to be real important. The kids have done a fairly decent job of interior passing, and so regardless of what defense, we've got to be able to execute by being able to attack either with dribble penetration or else post pass. But, you know, it's going to be real important for our kids to recognize what defense they're in and then be the aggressor, you know, constantly be under control, yes, but we've got to be able to attack the glass and we've got to be able to push the issue a little bit.
Whether they're in man or they're in zone tonight, do we attack that defense any differently?
No, you know, the thing is the kids understand holes are holes, and the more pressure they put on the outside, there's fewer players on the inside to guard. So, like I say, you know, the importance of taking care of the ball, the importance of being able to use all three sides of the floor, the ball side, the inside, and the backside, you know, those are going to be real keys for us. And then, you know, our players and our personnel have got to be able to trust each other that, you know, any missed shots have got to be a part of the flow of the offense, because that just means that you're going to have continued, looks as the night goes on. Early shots against their defense may not necessarily be a strength or something that we're after. You know, the key is both teams go about eight deep, and so that's going to play a factor in it as well, as far as early shots and early fouls and taking care of the ball.
On the opposite end, Kearney offensively, they got three guys that average in double figures, led by Nate Stevens, but talk about their offensive line.
Well, they do a nice job. Their perimeter play is real key, both on the shooting as far as the and just the execution of their offense. Fortunately for us, we've got some perimeter defense that I feel we can be able to match up on them. You know, but bottom line is it's not going to be individuals versus individuals out there. It's got to be a team scheme, and that's the exciting thing is that, you know, this is a end of January type game. And so our kids have hopefully been well-schooled on what we're trying to do defensively.
All right, Glenn. All
right, thanks, Mike.
Scott Rosno, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. We'll check the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, high school basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 getting set for the boys' ball game between Hastings High and Kearney. Kearney wins the girls' contest 34-23 earlier tonight. The ball game just completed. Kearney leading it all. The breaks 9-8 at the end of the first quarter, 18-11 at halftime. Kearney then outscores Hastings 12-6. In the third quarter to grab a 30-17 lead, and Kearney goes on to win by the score of 34-23. Leading the way for Kearney was Kelsey Weimers. She ends up with 9 points in the ball game, at 8 in the second half of play. Knocked down 5 free throws and 10 attempts. Had a couple of field goals. Hastings High led by Marika Van Brocklin as she nailed 2 3-pointers. Had a 2-point field goal as well. Van Brocklin ends up with 8 points. So the Hastings High girls, they dropped to 2 wins and 13 losses on the season. They will play at Omaha Scutt coming up on Saturday. Kearney High improves to 6 wins and 13 losses. They will get Omaha Central coming up on Saturday in Kearney. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for the boys contest here tonight between Hastings High and Kearney. Tigers coming in a record of 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. As we mentioned, they have won 3 out of their last 4 ball games. And Hastings High feeling pretty good about themselves right now. They've got wins over McCook, Centennial, and Adams Central during the past 10 days or so, with the only loss coming to Grand Island Northwest. And that loss was a 55-54 decision to the Vikings. Kearney High is coming off of a high point, too. They went toe-to-toe with Norfolk, an undefeated team, the other night, losing by a score of 77-72. The Bearcats winning over Columbus and Fremont preceding that, beating Fremont 50-40 and beating Columbus by a score of 60-45. Got the starting lineups for you here tonight. First of all, for Hastings High, it'll be Patrick Opperman, a 6'4" and senior. Opperman is averaging 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. Scepter Duong will get a start tonight for head coach Scott Rosno. He is a 6 foot senior. Duong is averaging 4.3 and 1.6 rebounds per game. Brady Menke is a 6 foot senior. Menke is averaging 4.7 points per ball game and 2.9 rebounds per game. Tyler Rebarger is a 6'1" junior. Rebarger averaging 8.5 points and 3.4 rebounds per game. And Cade Welke is the other starter, a 6'2" and senior. Welke averaging 7.5 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. For Kearney High, coached by Scott Steinbrock, they will go with Damian Austin, a 5'6" sophomore. Austin is averaging 9 points and 3 rebounds per game. Nate Stevens is a 6'2" and senior. Stevens is a leading scorer in the team, averaging 15.8 points per ball game. He's grabbing 5.3 rebounds per game. Jake Sheldon is a 6'2" senior. Sheldon is second leading scorer on the team, averaging 10.8 points per ball game and 2.8 rebounds per game. Thomas Gillen is a 6'3" senior. Gillen also averaging in double figures at 10.5. He's grabbing 4.9 rebounds per game. Derek Schreiner is the other starter for Kearney, a 6'1" senior. Schreiner is averaging 4.6 points and 3.4 rebounds per ball game. Kearney dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the gold with their gold, not the gold, but their purple. Their purple numerals. Hastings High going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight. So we're set to go. Boys High School basketball from the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5 from the jungle at Hastings High. Pretty good crowd on hand here tonight. Hastings and Kearney meeting for the second time this season, with Hastings owning the first victory 65-48. Tigers will shoot to our basket to our left. Cade Wilkie into the center circle here against Thomas Gillen. The ball is in the air, and Kearney controls the opening tip. Kearney drives for the hole. A shot is up there and in right off of the bat. Nate Stevens. Kearney controls the opening tap, and Nate Stevens gets the field goal. And the Bearcats are out on top 9 seconds into the ballgame. 2-0 is the score. Kearney attacking here in backcourt. Now Hastings High will bring the ball up. Scepter Duong has got the ball. Over to Rebarger on the wing on the left side to Wilkie. Bounce pass in the lane. Tipped away. Picked up by Wilkie. Drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up and in. They tip the ball away from Patrick Opperman, but Wilkie picks her back up and drives it to the hole and scores. And Hastings High has come back to tie things up. Back the other way. An offensive charging foul on Damian Austin. Boy, he was like he was shot out of a rocket as he came up the floor there. Drove the ball out of the lane. Runs over a Tiger in the paint there and picks up an offensive charging foul. First foul on Austin. First team foul on the Bearcats here in the first quarter. 7:26 to play. Just underway. Hastings High and Kearney were tied up at 2 points apiece. Tigers running the ball back the other way. There's a Brady Minky with it now. Minky comes over to Scepter Duong. Free throw line extended left side. Out to Wilkie at the top of the key. Swings it over on the right side now. That's Rebarger with the ball. Lobs it inside to Opperman. Opperman goes for the basket. His shot is up there. He misses the easy one. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch by the Bearcats. So Opperman could not score from point blank range there. Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Scepter Duong will play things in for the Tigers as they stack the left side of the lane. Duong gets it in the corner to Rebarger. Inside to Patrick Opperman. Outside to Duong. Back out to Rebarger. Dribble penetration. Takes it into the lane. His shot is up there from 5 feet away. It's going to be no good. Rebound Wilkie. He falls down in the paint there. Scramble is on as the ball is loose. It comes out of there, and Carney has got the ball. The Bearcats runner back the other way. Into the forward court with it is going to be a Damian Austin. Moves it over here on the wing to a Stevens. Pounds it down low to Gillen. His shot is up and in. Thomas Gillen scores. He posts up right side of the lane there. Got him the ball down low, and Gillen just puts it down through the hole and scores it. 4-2 is the score now. Carney is out on top. Hastings High back with the ball in their offensive end. That's a Scepter Duong. Duong holds it. Bounce pass goes inside to a Cade Wilkie. Now to Opperman. Just to the left side of the circle here. Back out to Duong at the top of the key. He tries to drive it there against the Jake Sheldon and can't do it. Reverses the ball. Comes over to Opperman. Just inside the ring. And shot is up there. No good. Wilkie had a rebound. He lost it. It's loose in the backcourt here. It's finally picked up by Carney. Bearcats runner back the other way. With the basketball is going to be Nate Stevens. Comes out between the rings to Austin. Down in the corner again to Stevens. His shot from three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Minky with the ball. 4-2 is the score. Carney has got the lead. Duong drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there and in. Scepter Duong scores for Hastings. Found the seam of that Carney defense and drives into the hole. And now we're tied up at 4 points apiece. Just underway. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Damian Austin brings it back now for the Bearcats. There's a bounce pass over on the left side. As Hastings High is in their man-to-man defense. Pass comes out between the rings to a Derek Strider. Down to Austin for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Opperman. Opperman gets the ball to Brady Minky as he hustles into the forecourt. There's a bounce pass. It's going to be kicked by Austin. And Hastings will play it in on the far sideline. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball tonight on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Also online at KOIQFM.com. And on your smartphone tonight at m.kliqfm.com. Hastings 4, Carney 4. Tigers have the ball in their offensive zone. Scepter Duong, top of the key. Patrick Opperman lobs it inside to Minky, rather to a Wilkie. He drives to the basket. Scoop shot is up there and in. Cade Wilkie scores. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points here in the first quarter. Hastings High has their first lead now, 6-4, with 4 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Damian Austin with the ball. Goes over on the far side. Nate Stevens, he drives the ball to the hole. Contact made. The bucket is good. And a blocking foul on Hastings High. The bucket should count here for Nate Stevens. A personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. Stevens gets his second field goal. Patrick Opperman picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. So Nate Stevens will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. He's their leading scorer on the season, averaging 15.8 points per ball game. Nate Stevens at the charity stripe here to shot us up and in. So a three-point play by Stevens will now give Carney a one-point advantage. 7-6, Bearcats attack here in backcourt. Scepter Duong has got it. Gets it to Minky across the midcourt stripe here. Minky goes to a Tyler Rebarger. Now to Minky again. Carney will pick up the Tigers man-on-man. Hastings High working with it in their offensive zone. Rebarger on the right sideline, behind the screen. Rebarger inside the free throw circle. Over to Minky for three. Shot is up there again. Brady Minky nails a three-pointer for Hastings just to the left of the circle. And the Tigers go back out on top by a score of 9-7. Here comes Damian Austin with the ball down in the baseline, driving as Sheldon. His shot is up there and in. Jake Sheldon moves it from the right corner toward the goal. He's got his first field goal of the ball game, and Carney comes back to tie things up at 9 points apiece. Hastings nearly lost the ball out of bounds. Opperman saves it. Scepter Duong has got it. Scepter puts it on the floor, gets it back to Opperman here on the left side. Patrick with the ball, has it tipped away, picks it back up, sends it out on top. Minky, now to Scepter Duong on the wing on the right side, the Rebarger. Rebarger holding the ball high above his head. Opperman to the near sideline, out of Brady Minky. Bounce pass goes inside to Wilkie. His shot is up there, no good, and the rebound comes down to Carney. Bearcats have the ball. Here's Damian Austin down the right sideline. Long pass down the floor. We've got a whistle and a traveling violation to be called on Thomas Gillen. Gillen had a sure basket right there. He got the happy feet, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. First turnover on Carney here in the ball game. Will Reimer comes into the ball game now for Hastings High. Also, Ty Anderson is going to check in for the Tigers. 3:36 to play here in the first. 9-9 is the score. Carney and Hastings High and boys high school basketball were tied up in the first. Brady Minky with it now in backcourt. Comes over here to Opperman. Now to Ty Anderson. The Reimer underneath the hole. There's a shot. It's up and in, and he's fouled with a play. That's Eric Garrick. Eric Garrick, who just checked into the ball game, gets the field goal there, and he is fouled with a play. The Tigers working that pressure nicely that time. They get it down the floor, and Eric Garrick lays her in, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Trey Anderson of Kearney, who just checked in there. That's the first foul on Trey. Got it to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Hastings. A reverse layup there by Reimer. No good. Rebound Garrick, and his shot is up and in. So Hastings gets a four-point play out of the deal. The Tigers are out on top now with a score of 13-9. Here come the Bearcats back with the ball. Hastings Iowa State with their man-to-man defense. They move it over in the wing, the left side to a Nate Stevens. Stevens holds it now top of the key to a Jake Sheldon as he drives the ball. Sheldon bombs it over here on the right side. That's a Trey Anderson. Moves the ball down to the baseline. A shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound Garrick. Eric Garrick with the rebound there for Hastings High. Gets it away to Mickey. Here's a pass on the left side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted. First turnover on Hastings High. The Bearcats come back the other way. There's a shot. It's going to be no good. And the foul's going to be called. And there, Trey Anderson took the ball to the hole there for the Bearcats. And a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Eric Garrick picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Trey Anderson goes to the free throw line now for Kearney. He's averaging 2.9 points per ball game so far this season. He's a 6'1" and senior for the Bearcats. He'll have a couple of shots here. His first one is up there and in. So now it's a 13-10 ball game. Drew Challey coming into the ball game now for Kearney. He's a 6'1" and senior. Trey Anderson will have another free throw. His shot is up there, and the shot is around the rim and falls off the right side. It's going to be no good. So Hastings has got the lead here, 13-10. Tigers come back with the ball. Brady Minkey walks it up now, brings it across the midcourt stripe, looks to Scott Rosno for some instructions here. Ty Anderson on the right sideline, or left sideline, gets it back out to Minkey. Minkey brings it back to Ty down here, moves it down to the baseline. 12-footer is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound loose is going to be brought down here by Damian Austin. Running back the other way for Kearney. Stops and pops in the lane. His shot's going to be short. No good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. Nate Stevens gets the offensive board and the putback. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. 13-12. Hastings out on top by 1 point. Tigers back with the ball in their offensive zone. Brady Minkey now to Ty Anderson. Out to Brady out of here. 35 feet away from the basket. Comes across the top to Reimer. Down to Minkey. Kearney has gone to a zone defense. Here's Ty for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Trey Anderson down for Kearney. So the Bearcats will come back. Trey gets the ball to Damian Austin. He walks the ball into the offensive zone here. Comes on the near sideline and out of bounds. Right through the fingertips of Drew Talley down in the corner. A turnover there on Kearney. That's their second in the ball game. 1:43 to play here in the first. Hastings High with the lead over Kearney by the score of 13-12. Kearney won the girls' ball game earlier tonight by a score of 34-23 after leading 18-11 at halftime. Hastings back with the ball. This is going to be Will Reimer with it now. Out here in three-point territory. Moves it over to Rebarger down in the corner. Entry pass. They get it to Garrick, and it's going to be intercepted. It's going to be intercepted there by the Bearcats. The second turnover on Hastings High. Damian Austin has got the ball now for the Bearcats back in the offensive zone. Bounce pass comes over here. Free throw line extended right side. That's a Challey with the ball. Back out on top to Nate Stevens. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops from 10. Shot no good. Eric Garrick with a rebound there for Hastings High. One shot and done for the Bearcats. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Will Reimer. Hustles back into the forecourt for Hastings. The Rebarger moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Wilkie. The Garrick. Down in the corner right side to Reimer. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Kearney. Bearcats running her back the other way. Damian Austin with the ball. As they move the ball to the goal, a shot is up there and in. That's Nate Stevens again scoring as he drives into the hole. He's got 9 points. He's got 9 of the 14 for Kearney. And the Bearcats have come back to grab the lead over Hastings. It is 14-13. After Hastings had a 13-9 lead. Here's Reimer with the ball. Now to Rebarger down in the corner. Ty Anderson drives the baseline and scores it. Takes it right to the goal and scores. Ty Anderson, who's averaging 3.8 points per ball game, gets his first field goal. And the Tigers go back on top by a score of 15-14. 13 seconds to play now here in the first quarter. Here's Stevens with the ball, hands it away to Austin. Brings it back to Stevens, fakes the three, drives it down the left side of the lane, puts up a shot and scores it. Nate Stevens on fire here in the first quarter. And a shot from back court is going to be no good by Reimer, and that's the end of one. First quarter in the books tonight here in boys high school basketball. From the jungle at Hastings High, the score, it is Kearney 16, Hastings 15.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of this 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain it, knowing our community and knowing our customers. It's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings hit 6 out of 14 in the first quarter, 43%. 1 out of 2 on the three-pointers for 50%. Meanwhile, Kearney blisters the Nets in the first quarter, 78%. They were 7 out of 9 on field goals, 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. Hastings high with 8 rebounds. Kearney with 7 in the first quarter. 16-15 is the score. Kearney has got a 1-point lead over the Tigers. Hastings with the ball to begin the second quarter. It's going to be Rebarger comes out here to Opperman at the top of the key. Sends it over on the wing on the right side to Minkie. Lobs the ball inside to Wilkie. Double team goes up for the shot. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up here by Kearney running back the other way. Nate Stevens has got the ball now to Damian Austin. Austin moves over here on the right side of the wing to Jake Sheldon. Back out to Damian Austin behind the screen. Austin moves into the left side of the floor there on the dribble. The ball poked away and it's picked up by Wilkie. Turnover on Kearney, the third of the ball game. Coming out of there with the ball now is going to be Hastings, and with it is going to be Brady Minkie. Comes over here to Tyler Rebarger. Rebarger out here in the three-point territory, working against the zone defense of Kearney. Rebarger looking left, looking right. Goes over there on the right side down to Minkie on the high post. They get it inside to a Patrick Opperman. Moves it down to the baseline. Now back outside to Rebarger. Cranks up the three ball. His shot is up there and in. Tyler Rebarger hits the tray there for Hastings at the top of the key. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Tyler. Now Hastings High goes out on top by a score of 18-16 here in the second quarter. Damian Austin with the ball. Austin sends it over to a Jake Sheldon. Out on top again. That's going to be Nate Stevens with the ball now for Kearney. Pounds it inside to Gillen. His shot over Opperman is good. Thomas Gillen hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Kearney comes back to tie things up at 18 points apiece. We're 90 seconds into the second quarter here from the Hastings High Tiger Gym. Brady Minkie with the ball, moves it over on the wing on the right side. Hastings and Kearney tied up here early in the contest. Opperman on the high post of the free throw line, gets it out to Minkie. Goes over on the right side. That's going to be Rebarger. Two-handed pass comes over here to Scepter Duong, who's back into the ball game to Minkie. Minkie down in the corner to Duong. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Off of the heel of the iron, the rebound comes down to Kearney. There's a Derek Schreiner with the ball as he sends it to the far sideline to a Damian Austin. Kearney working against the Hastings man-to-man defense. Out on top, this is Stevens. He drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wilkie. So Stevens misses one. He had 11 points in the first quarter for Kearney. Hastings high back with the ball. That's a Rebarger. Comes over here on the left baseline to Scepter Duong. He moves to his right on the dribble. Comes out to Minkie. Now he tried the right side again to Rebarger. Back out on top. That's Minkie with the ball. Brady looking. Stands with it out here in three-point territory. Rainbow pass to the wing. Goes to Rebarger, comes now to Scepter Duong. Back out to Brady Minkie out here. Two-headed pass goes to the far side. That's Rebarger. Bounce pass inside is going to be intercepted and lost out of bounds. They're going to give the ball to Hastings as they try to pound it inside down low to Patrick Opperman. The ball was intercepted, but Kearney lost it out of bounds. Harry Gowrick coming back into the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Wilkie checking out. Ty Anderson back into the ball game, and Scepter Duong will check out here for the Tigers. We're tied up at 18 points apiece. Hastings will lob the ball to a Garich. Double team. Kicks it back down in the corner to a Brady Minkie. Minkie holds it. Here's a jump pass. Comes over the left wing. Tyler Rebarger. Down to the free throw line to Opperman. To Duong. Out to Tyler. Bounce pass over here to a Ty Anderson. Ty Anderson has got the ball now. In there for Scepter Duong. At the free throw line is Garich. Now to Ty. Drives the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Personal foul here will go on Kearney. It's going to go on Derek Schreiner. That's going to be his first. It's only the third team foul on the Bearcats here in this first half of play. 4:53 to play in the second quarter. We're tied up at 18 points apiece. Non-shooting situation. That's only the third team foul on Kearney. Hastings will play it in. Opperman comes out to Tyler Rebarger, who calls the play out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes over to Minky. Dribbles to the top of the key. Minky sends it inside to Opperman. Out to Ty Anderson. Down to Brady again. To Opperman. Down in the left corner. Rebarger drives the baseline, and he's caught. And now we got a foul called. Tyler was leaving his feet there. Was going to dish the ball away, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Carney. Thomas Gillen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Bearcats. So a non-shooting situation. Hastings High will play things in. They get it deep in the corner to Ty Anderson. Puts it on the floor. Now the ball is going to be tipped away. Picked up by Damian Austin. Running back the other way. He drives, shoots, and misses, but he's fouling the play. So Hastings High turns it over for the third time here tonight. Damian Austin gets the steal. And he's fouled in the play here by Ty Anderson back at the other end. First personal foul on Ty. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Damian Austin will go to the free throw line here for the Bearcats. Averages 9 points per ball game and 3.1 rebounds per game. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Carney High now 2 out of 4 on free throws here in this ball game. Austin, he scored 6 points the last time these two teams played when Hastings beat Carney in the GNEC tournament, 65-48. He hits his second free throw here, and now Carney has got the lead, 19-18 over Hastings. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Stevens. Another turnover on Hastings' side. Stevens brings it out to Damian Austin. Down in the left corner, a 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Derek Schreiner of Carney. And the rebound comes down to Hastings' side. Tigers come back the other way. Rebarger off the baseline. 15-footer. He buries it from the left corner. Tyler Rebarger gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. Hastings back out on top by a score of 20-19. Here's Stevens from the right corner. His shot for 3 is good. Brother Jake Sheldon over there. Jake Sheldon hitting a 3-ball from the deep right corner. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. It's now a 22-20 score. Carney has got the lead over Hastings. Opperman goes down in the corner. There's a 3-pointer put up from the right corner. It's going to be no good by Rebarger. And the rebound comes down here to Carney running back the other way. Is Stevens, he takes it to the goal and scores. Brother Jake Sheldon. Jake Sheldon scoring there for Carney. He's now got 7 points in the ball game, 24-20. Carney out to a 4-point lead now over Hastings High. The Tigers have turned the ball over the last couple of times down the floor. Here's Opperman, goes over to a Ty Anderson. Ty brings it back out on top to Minky, drives in the lane, and a traveling violation is going to be called. Minky takes it right to the hole there, and he's called for the traveling violation. That's the 5th turnover on Hastings High here in the ball game. Except for Duong coming back into the ball game now as the Tigers make a substitution here. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play in this second quarter. It's 24-20. Carney has got the lead over Hastings High. Now the Tigers pressuring a little bit here in backcourt. Carney will walk the ball up the floor as they bring it across the midcourt stripe. Austin has got it. Damian Austin moves it on the wing. Comes out on top. That's going to be a Jake Sheldon with the ball. Back to the near sideline to Damian Austin. Damian Austin dribbling right to left across the top of the key. Now he's double-teamed, gets the ball away. Here's a bounce pass underneath the hole, and the shot is up and in. Trey Anderson. Trey Anderson scoring. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points. Now Carney is out to their biggest lead of the ball game, 26-20. With 2 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Carney stays with a 3-2 zone defense here. Over to Scepter Duong on the wing on the right side. Scepter takes it to the top of the key, gets it to Ty Anderson. Out of Duong. Entry pass to Wilkie. Outside. Here's a 3-pointer put up there by Reimer. It's going to be no good. Tip trying no good. Ball swatted out of there. It's still loose. Comes to the near sideline. Austin had control, but it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings Hall. Hastings High ball. Damian Austin came out of there with a ball, but it was lost out of his hands. Hastings will play things in. Here comes Opperman back in. Here comes Rebarger back in. Going out for the Tigers is going to be Garrick. And also Ty Anderson. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the second quarter, 26-20. Hastings is down by 6 points. Scepter Duong will inbound the ball here for the Tigers. He gets it in to Will Reimer. Carney stays with his zone defense. You got three guys basically sideline to sideline around about the free throw line here in that 3-2 zone. Tyler Rebarger on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass goes down to Wilkie. Entry pass off of the fingertips of Offman, but is picked up by Duong. Back outside the three-pointer, put up there and in. Will Reimer throws up the 3-ball from the top of the key. Hastings is within 3 points now at 26-23. Now the ball is swatted back out of bounds, and Carney will play things in here in backcourt. 1:58 to play here in the second quarter. 26-23. Kearney with a three-point lead. Tigers now attacking here in backcourt. Kearney will get things in. That's Nate Stevens with the ball. Nate gets it to a Damian Austin. Austin will bring things up with a right-handed dribble here. Will Reimer will pick him up defensively for the Tigers as Hastings saves with their man-to-man defense. Over on the wing on the left side, Kearney has got it back outside. As Jake Sheldon, his long-range three is put up there. It's going to be no good. Now a foul is called on the rebound. Hastings came down with the rebound, and he was knocked down in the play. The foul here is going to go on Kearney. Trey Anderson picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Bearcats, so no free throws here. Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. Opperman will get it in. The Will Reimer brings it back to Opperman. Drilling with the ball here in backcourt. Bounce pass goes to Rebarger. Races the ball into the offensive zone. Now the ball is poked away and it's picked up here by Anderson. Six turnovers now in Hastings High here in the ball game. Kearney has got it back on their offensive end, leading by a score of 26-23. Damian Austin has got it. Austin in three-point territory sends it over on the wing on the left side to Jake Sheldon. Behind the screen. Moves it to the top of the key. Now over the left side to Stevens. Gets it down low. There's a shot up and in. Down low underneath the basket. As a Luke McNitt, who just checked in there, gets the field goal for Kearney. That's his first goal of the ball game. 28-23 is the score now. Hastings down by 5 points, under a minute to play here in the second. Scepter Duong from the elbow. His shot is up there and in. Duong gets the field goal. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Hastings back within three. Back the other way. A driving layup is going to be no good, and the foul is called as Nate Stevens goes down underneath the basket there for Kearney High. The foul is going to be called on Hastings, and Stevens will go to the free throw line here for the Bearcats with 41 seconds to play. The foul is going to go on Duong of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So the 15th foul on Hastings, but this will be a shooting foul. Nate Stevens goes to the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Now 1 of 2 from the free throw line for Stevens. Duong checks out. Anderson back in. Brady Minkey comes in for Hastings High. Tyler Rebarger will check out. 41 seconds to play. In the second quarter, it's 28-25. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Tigers have the ball, a chance to tie here with a three-point field goal. Down to 30 seconds to play. We'll see if Scott Rosno will play for the final shot here. Brady Minkey walks the ball into the offensive zone. Kearney will stay in their zone defense. Brady Minkey just dribbling with the ball with 20 seconds to play just across the 10-second line. That's going to be the case. The Tigers will go for the final shot here in the second quarter. Brady looks up. We're down to 12 seconds to play. Now the Tigers will move offensively. Here's Will Reimer. Bounce pass goes inside to Opperman. Spins away. Drives it down the lane. He shots up there and in. Opperman scores. 3 seconds. 2 seconds here in backcourt. Here's a shot taken by Austin. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. Hastings High and Kearney going toe-to-toe here in boys high school basketball. After two quarters, it's now Kearney 28, Hastings High 27. Stay tuned. We've got the Allen's Halftime Show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's. Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore Allen's.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, welcome back to the Jungle at Hastings High. You're listening to the Allens Halftime Show here tonight, brought to you by Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So a tight basketball game so far. Each team has had a lead. Not much of a lead, however. Hastings High trailed Kearney 16-15 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 28-27. Kearney with the advantage. The Bearcats had a six-point lead there in the second quarter at 26-20, where the Tigers have come right back to pull within 1 point at the break to score 28-27. Got a score in from the Luplat Conference basketball tournament from Ravenna tonight in girls play. It was Ravenna beating Adams Central by a score of 49-31. Ravenna 49, Adams Central 31 in girls play in the Luplat Conference tournament. The Adams Central boys are playing at home tonight against the Gibbon Buffaloes. That ball game got started at 7 o'clock tonight at the Patriot Gym. As soon as we get the score there, we'll pass it along to you as they compete in the Luplat Conference basketball tournament. Hastings High and Kearney doing battle here tonight. 28-27 is our score at halftime. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as we continue right after this.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Jungle at Hastings High. It is Kearney out on top of Hastings at the break by a score of 28-27. Scoring in the first half of play for Hastings, Tyler Rebarger has got 5 points. Rebarger with a 3 and a 2 for his 5 points. Hastings getting 4 points from Kate Wilkie on a couple of field goals. Eric Gowrich came off of the bench to score 4 points in the ball game in the first half. He got a couple of field goals. He was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. Scepter Duwong has got a couple of field goals and 4 points for the Tigers. Will Reimers knocked down a three-pointer for three. Brady Mickey also a three-pointer and 3 points in the first half. Patrick Opperman has got a field goal for two. And Ty Anderson has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings. The Tigers are 0 out of 1 from the free throw line in the first half of play, and the Tigers have turned the ball over 7 times here in the ballgame. Kearney High, they got 11 points in the first half from Nate Stevens as he's got 5 field goals, and he is 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Jake Sheldon has knocked down 7 points here in the first half. He's got a 2-point field goal, a 3-pointer. In fact, he's got 2 2-point field goals and a 3-pointer. He's got 7 points here at halftime. The other scorers, Thomas Gillen has got a field goal for four. Actually, two field goals for 4 points. Trey Anderson has got a field goal, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for three. Luke McNitt got into the ballgame there in the second quarter, hit a field goal for two. Damian Austin has got a free throw in 2 attempts for 1 point. So our score here at halftime, 28-27. It is Kearney out on top of the Hastings High boys here tonight. Shooting numbers in the first half. Kearney is hitting 11 out of 14 for the field for 79%. Kearney is 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. Hastings High hitting 53% from the field. They are 9 out of 17. The Tigers have knocked down 3 out of 7 from behind the arc. Rebounds about even. Hastings High has got 11 rebounds here in the first half compared to 9 for Kearney. Hastings High with 7 turnovers compared to 4 for Kearney. The score is 28-27. Kearney High has got the lead over Hastings High. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show. We'll get more right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High earlier tonight, the Hastings High girls lost to Kearney by a score of 34-23. Kearney led 9-8 at the end of the first quarter. It was 18-11 at halftime in favor of Kearney. Bearcats have now scored the Tigers 12-6 in the third quarter to lead 30-17. And Kearney goes on to win by the score of 34-23. Rachel Ballinger and Kelsey Weimers led the way for the Bearcats tonight. Weimers had 9 points. Rachel Ballinger had 8. Meanwhile, for Hastings High, their leading scorer was Marika Van Brocklin. She had 8 points in the ball game tonight. Hastings drops to 2-13 in the season. They'll get ready for Omaha Scott coming up on Saturday in Omaha. The Kearney Bearcats improved to 6 wins and 13 losses. Kearney will get Omaha Central coming up on Saturday. A lot of the other area teams are going through conference tournaments here this week. The Twin Valley Conference Tournament for the boys going on tonight. We've got Red Cloud playing in Shelton against the Bulldogs. Blue Hill is at home tonight to take on Silver Lake. It is Kennesaw playing at home tonight against Lawrence Nelson. And Deschler is at home playing Harvard. First round of the Twin Valley Conference Tournament for the girls played last night. Shelton beat Red Cloud by a score of 50-24. Lawrence Nelson over Deschler, 34-29. It was Kennesaw over Franklin, 39-17. And Blue Hill over Silver Lake, 53-24 in the semifinals tomorrow. Actually, the semifinals on Thursday will get Shelton playing Lawrence Nelson and Kennesaw against Blue Hill. And in the Twin Valley Conference Tournament, Blue Platte Conference Tournament also going on this week, in addition to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. So a lot of conference basketball being played around the area. This is a regular season matchup here between Hastings High and Kearney as we get ready for the second half of play. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight, brought to you by Allens, where you get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So the Tigers getting 5 points from Tyler Rebarger in the first half of play. Nate Stevens heading for 11 points for Kearney. The Bearcats shot the ball extremely well against the Tiger defense in the first half. 11 out of 14 for Kearney, including 1 out of 5 from three-point range. 11 out of 14 on field goals, 1 out of 5 from three-point range tonight for Kearney. Hastings 9 out of 17 and 3 out of 7. The Tigers are trailing by a score of 28-27. It'll be Kearney inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. So Kearney will play things in. Shooting to our basket to our left. They've got a one-point lead to begin the second half of play. That's Damian Austin with the ball. Brings it over here on the wing on the left side to Nate Stevens, who had a great first half there for the Bearcats. He's got a free throw line extended. Now dribbles inside. Kicks it back out down in the corner to Sheldon. His shot from three is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is taken down here by Scepter Duong. Duong has got it down for Hastings High. Tigers can pull ahead here with a field goal. Hastings High with it down in the corner. The traveling violation is called on Rebarger. The pass was a little bit long. Tyler chases it down there in the corner, and a traveling violation is called on the Tigers. That's 8 turnovers on Hastings High here in the ball game. Kearney has got 4. Hastings High now attacking here in backcourt. Damian Austin has got the ball. He runs in across the midcourt stripe here. Double team to the far side. Cross-court pass comes over here to Schreiner. Sends it down in the corner. Now to Sheldon. His shot for three. Good. Jake Sheldon nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Kearney goes out on top now by a score of 31-17. Arnie High attacking here at backcourt. Hastings High working with the ball. Rebarger gets it out of the hands of Patrick Opperman. He brings it into the offensive zone. Kearney will drop back now into man-to-man defense. Tyler Rebarger with the ball for Hastings High, dribbling with the ball out here. Rebarger sends it over to Duong, left side of the lane. Lobs it inside. Wilkie, double team. Now to Opperman at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. Contact made. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound by Mickey. Gets it back to Opperman. He goes up. His shot no good. Rebound Wilkie. Wilkie has the ball tipped away from his hands. It's picked up here by Wilkie. Gets it down to Mickey. His shot in front of the hole. He's hammered on the play. Hastings High, two, three shots at the hole there. They couldn't convert. And finally, Brady Mickey will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers being fouled into play. First personal foul on Kearney here in the second half. Derek Schreiner picks up his second. The free throw line, Minky, his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Minky is 64% foul shooter in the season. He's now 27 out of 43 from the line. He's got 3 points in the ball game tonight. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 31-27. Next shot is up there by Minky is good. One out of two for Brady. Hastings is a team hitting 67% of the free throw tosses so far this year. It's now a 31-28 ball game. Kearney has got the lead. Damian Austin has got the ball for the Bearcats. Hustles into the forecourt. Works the right side of the floor. Reverses the ball now to Nate Stevens. Comes over here on the wing and the left side to Jake Sheldon. Behind the screen, Sheldon dumps it away in the lane to Thomas Gillen. He has run over and a foul is going to be called. Gillen is knocked down left side of the lane. And a foul here is going to go on Hastings High. It's going to go on Scepter Duong. He picks up his second personal. Team foul number one on the Tigers here in the second half. Non-shooting situation. Kearney will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Nate Stevens looking to play it in. Now we got a 5 second count there on Stevens. Good defense by Hastings High off of the inbound. Stevens couldn't find anybody to trigger it into. A turnover there on Kearney as Hastings High will come back the other direction. They've got a chance to pull even here with a 3-point field goal. Hastings has won three out of their last four ball games. Kearney coming off an impressive loss to Norfolk, but they battled the undefeated team, Norfolk, to a 5-point ball game the other night. 77-72 was the final there. Hastings High with the ball. Here's a Scepter Duong. Duong goes back to the wing on the left side to Rebarger. Bounce pass goes inside. Opperman is shot right in front of the hole. It's going to be off of the right side. No good. Rebound Opperman. He has it stripped away. It's loose on the baseline. Opperman regains control, and now a jump ball is called. Jump ball is going to be called down there as Damian Austin got his hands in there for Kearney to tie up Patrick Opperman. The possession arrow is playing in favor of Hastings, so the Tigers will maintain control. They'll play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Trey Anderson comes into the ball game now for Kearney. 5:46 to play in the third. 31-28. Inbounds pass is going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Sheldon in the lane for the Bearcats. As they come back with the ball. Damian Austin goes outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Sheldon. Rebounded offensively by Gillen, and he is called for being out of bounds. Thomas Gillen had the ball, trying to work the baseline there just to the left of the basket, and he's called for being out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. 5:34 to play here in the third quarter. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Wilkie has got the ball. Now to Mickey as he drives it toward the goal. It's going to be slapped out of his hands. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Mickey was sliding toward the basket. The ball tipped out of his hands from behind there by Trey Anderson. So Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 5:25 to play here in the third. 31-28. Tigers down. There's an inbounds pass. It comes to Patrick Opperman, and he scores. Opperman just left to the basket. Scores there off of the inbound, and the Tigers are back within 1 point. 31-30 is the score now in favor of Kearney. Bearcats come back. Gillen underneath the hole. The shot is up there and in. Gillen kind of bobbles the ball, but then he gets it under control and puts it down through the hole. And it's now a 33-30 ball game. Kearney has got the lead. Ty Anderson back the other way. Charging foul and tie. He runs over a man going for the goal there, and Ty Anderson is hit with a charging foul. And Scott Rosno, not a happy camper here on the near sideline, the head coach for Hastings High. So Ty Anderson gets hit with an offensive charging foul there. That's going to be the second personal foul on Anderson. Coach Rosno voicing his disapproval here on the near sideline. He's going to lose this war. It's going to be Kearney inbounding the ball on the far sideline. 33-30 is the score. Bounce pass to Gillen. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the front iron. The ball tipped out. Grabbed here by Kearney on the near sideline. That's a Nate Stevens with the ball. Now to Damian Austin. Brings it back to Stevens in the corner for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Tigers have the ball. Coming back the other way is going to be Brady Minky. Mickey hustles into the offensive scoring zone. Bounce pass goes inside to Wilkie. Wilkie kicks it back out to Mickey. Now to Ty Anderson. Ty just the right of the lane here. Brings it to the near sideline to Mickey. Bounce pass goes inside to Wilkie. Loses control of the ball on the baseline. Picks it back up. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Hastings wants to call a timeout here. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 33, Hastings 30.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 ADR 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We'll have basketball action for you tonight here on The Breeze. Coming up on Thursday night, we'll have Nebraska basketball for you here. Huskers taking on Northwestern on the road. Pregame show will be at 5 o'clock with a tip-off at 6. Hastings and Northwestern Thursday night. There's a shot by Opperman. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Opperman gets his own rebound, drives it into the goal. The shot is up there and in. Patrick Opperman gets his own rebound there and drives into the goal and scores. And the Tigers back within 1 point now. 33-32 is the score. Damian Austin has got it down for the Kearney High Bearcats into the offensive zone to Nate Stevens. Left side of the lane. Comes back out into three-point territory. Stevens gets the ball back, drives it to the elbow. Right side, drives it into the goal. And shot is up there, no good. Rebound inside, a follow shot is up there and in. Luke McNitt, who just checked back in there, gets the offensive board and the putback for Kearney. Big possession there for the Bearcats. Kearney goes back out on top by three. 35-32, 3:40 to play here in this third quarter. For the Tiger Gym, here's a pass deflected. It's going to be saved here by Kearney, but Hastings High grabs it. Rebarger has got it for the Tigers. Now to Mickey. Over to Ty Anderson. Free throw line extended left side. Ty holds onto the ball. Kearney's still in the man-to-man defense. Anderson comes out here in the three-point territory. Brings it to the right side of the floor to Rebarger. Now to Ty Anderson. Anderson, top of the key. They get it inside to Garich. Dumps it down low to Opperman. He works the baseline. Can't go for the shot. Gives it away. Here's a shot for the baseline. No good by Mickey, and he's fouling the play. Hastings High getting deep at that Kearney defense down there on the baseline. Opperman couldn't go up. He shovels the ball away to Mickey, left side of the lane, and he's hammered on the play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Stevens. That's going to be his first. And now we got a Kearney timeout. Head coach for the Bearcats and Scott Steinbrock gets up, and he wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. It's Kearney 35, Hastings 32.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booyah!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booyah!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booyah!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So 35-32, Cardiff has got the lead. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the third quarter. And Hastings will have some free throws here from Mickey. His first shot is up there at the end. So Brady Mickey hits his first free throw. He'll have one more here. It's now 35-33. Kearney has got the lead. Second one is up there. Hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole. So a couple of free throws there by Brady Mickey. Hastings has shot only five free throws all night. And down 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Mickey's going to check out. Here comes Will Reimer into the ballgame. So down 35-34. Hastings High trailed at halftime. 28-27. It's been a very competitive basketball game here tonight. Hastings beat Kearney earlier this year. There's a shot from the left side, up and in, a three-pointer, Jake Sheldon. Sheldon now with 13 in the ball game, and Kearney goes out on top by 4, 38-34. 2:50 to play now in the third quarter. Opperman has got it for Hastings High. Now to Reimer. He's going to be fouled into play. Will Reimer bringing the ball into the offensive zone, and a dribble is hit from behind. And a foul is going to be called here on Trey Anderson. That's going to be his third. Derek Schreiner comes back into the ball game now for Kearney, replacing Trey Anderson. Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. Scepter Duong will get things in to Will Reimer. Kearney is in a man-to-man defense. Reimer on the dribble comes to the near sideline. Reimer lobs it back out here. The ball poked away. It's picked up by Reimer now, rather by Rebogger. Rebogger trying to take it down the left side of the lane and can't do it. Comes back out into three-point territory. Scepter Duong. Now to Rebogger. Free throw line extended left side. Now to Agarich. Out between the rings. The Reimer, his pass is going to be kicked there by Damian Austin of Kearney. So Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline. 2:19 to play in this third quarter. The Tigers trailing the Bearcats of Kearney 38-34. Hastings will play things in. Rebogger drives the baseline, being forced out of bounds, but Rebogger tries to keep it in play, and a pass is going to be intercepted there by Damian Austin. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Damian Austin with the ball for the Bearcats. Gets it out here in the three-point territory to McNitt. Now to Austin again. Works it to the left side on the dribble. Hastings eyeing the man-to-man defense. Damian Austin hands the ball away out here in three-point territory. With the basketball there is going to be Nate Stevens down in the corner. There's a jumper by Jake Sheldon from three. It's going to be no good. And we got a foul call on the rebound. Sheldon throws up a three from deep in the left corner. That would not go. That was short. We got a foul called here on the rebound. It's going to go on Rebogger. That's going to be his first. Now we're going to have some free throws coming up here. It's going to be Derek Schreiner going to the free throw line. Schreiner, no points so far in this ball game, averaging 4.6 in the season. His shot is up there and the shot good. Schreiner had 6 points in the first ball game against Hastings High. Mickey comes back in. Wilkie comes back in now for the Tigers. Opperman's going to come to the bench and also Rebarger. A minute and 50 seconds to play in the third, 39-34. Kearney has got a 5-point lead. Derek Schreiner will have one more. Shot for the Bearcats is up there, rattles out there, no good, and the rebound comes out of Hastings. Eric Gowrich with a rebound there for Hastings High. So here come the Tigers. They're down by 5 points now on the high post. They get the ball to Gowrich. The ball nearly poked out of his hands. Gowrich picks it back up, throws it over on the wing. Minky, now to Scepter Duong. The Reimer here on the right sideline. Reimer brings it back out to Duong. There's Minky again on the wing on the left side. Kearney is in their man-to-man defense. Out on top, Gowrich. Kearney goes for the steal. They can't get to it. Now to Scepter Duong. Drives for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to McNitt. McNitt has got it for Kearney High. Running back the other way to Austin. Drives it down the lane. Tries to dump the ball away. It's kind of handed off here to Hastings. Will Reimer gets the interception there on the Kearney turnover. Coming back the other way. Somebody is ducked in the lane and a foul is going to be called. That was Mickey driving the ball down the lane there. And a foul is going to be called here on Kearney, a blocking foul. It's going to go on McNitt. Damon Austin just drove down the lane there for Kearney in that last possession, and he just kind of handed the ball away to the Tigers coming back the other way. That was Reimer back on the attack. Now Hastings will have the ball. There's a bounce pass, goes inside to Gowrich. His little half-handed, right-handed hook shot is up there at him. Gowrich scoring there. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings High within 3 points. 39-36 with 46 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Derek Schreiner with the ball out here in 3 point territory for Kearney. And again, we got a foul inside. It's going to go on Kearney. Mickey hit the deck inside. And I think Damian Austin is going to be the guilty party. That's the case. Check that. It's going to go on. We've got that one on Luke McNitt. That's going to be his second personal foul. So McNitt gets hit with a personal inside. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Bearcats. Hastings High will come back the other direction. We're down to 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter. We'll see if the Tigers play for the final shot here. Wilkie up high. Lobs it inside to Gowrich. His shot is up there. It's up and in. Barry Gowrich scoring. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 39-38. Back the other way. His shot is up and in. Thomas Gillen scoring there for Kearney. He's now got 8 points. 10 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Minky with the ball here on the right sideline. Hastings working with the ball. Minky drives the ball down the lane, dumps it away to Wilkie. His shot no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Hastings ball. Hastings will play it in with 1.2 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tigers are trailing by a score of 41-38. Opperman comes back in. Gowrich checks out. Trey Anderson back into the ball game now for Damian Austin. Also checking in for Kearney is going to be Drew Cholley. He comes in there now for Kearney, replacing Jake Sheldon. So Hastings High will play things in, baseline right side, underneath their own basket with 1.2 seconds to play. Menke's Pass hits the back of the glass. It's picked up by Carney. A shot from backcourt is off of the iron. No good from about three-quarters court. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight. Boys High School basketball to score. Carney 41, Hastings High 38.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings hitting 13 out of 26 on two-point field goals tonight, 50%. 3 out of 7 from three-point range, 43%. Kearney from two-point range, 14 out of 19 for 74%. They're 3 out of 11 on three-pointers for 27%. Hastings leading the rebounding war 17 to 14. Hastings with 11 turnovers in the ball game. Kearney has got 7. 41-38 is the score. Kearney with the lead. Here's a shot up and in. That's the Stevens falling down in the lane. Gets the field goal for Kearney. He's got 13 points in the ball game. And now Kearney is out to a 5-point lead, 43-38. We got a foul here in backcourt. A foul called here in backcourt on Kearney. That's going to be going on Jake Sheldon. That's going to be his first. That's the sixth team foul on Kearney here in the second half of play. So Hastings is now down by 5 points, 43-38. In the early minutes of this fourth quarter, Scepter Duong has got the ball at the top of the key. Scepter comes over here to Ty Anderson. Now to Duong. Entry pass to get it to Opperman at the free throw line to Minky. Out to Duong for three. Shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Minky. Gets it back out to Wilkie. His shot's going to be blocked from behind. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' high ball. The Tigers getting another chance here. Hastings will play things in. They get it to Wilkie in the corner. Now to Ty Anderson. Ty with the ball. Out here in three-point territory. Over to Duong on the wing. Entry pass. They get it to Opperman. Now to Minky here on the right sideline. Still beyond the three-point circle. Anderson moves over to Duong for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Kearney. Damian Austin back the other way. A feed goes inside to Gillen. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Gillen. He has the ball stopped away. Picked up by Duong of Hastings. Scepter has got it back the other way for the Tigers. 6:38 to play in the ball game. Hastings down by five. Here's Ty Anderson driving the ball to the goal. The shot's going to be blocked down by Gillen. It is picked up here by Wilkie. Wilkie in the lane goes back up, puts it up there left-handed, no good. Rebound Opperman, and he's going to be fouling the play. So Hastings doing a good job of the boards here tonight, but boy, he can't finish out the hole. There's a personal foul is going to be called on Kearney with 6:26 to play here in this fourth quarter. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Damian Austin. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Kearney. So Hastings High is now in the bonus situation. Patrick Opperman will go to the free throw line. Opperman has got 6 points in the ball game, a 72% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. He buries that, baby. Opperman will have one more. Opperman had 12 points in the first meeting between these two teams back in December. He's got 7 tonight. 43-39. Kearney now with a 4-point lead over Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 43-40 is the score. About 6.5 minutes to go here in this one. From the jungle at Hastings High, Damian Austin has got the ball over on the wing on the right side. They get it to a Derek Schreiner. Brings it back over here to Austin. Now back outside the ring again to Stevens. On the dribble, moves it to the right side. Now down in the corner to McNitt. He dribbles once. Sends it back out here to Jake Sheldon. Sheldon trying to get away. Down to McNitt. Drives it down to the corner. Down to the corner is Schreiner. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kearney. They've got it in the lane. That's Stevens with the ball. They keep it alive here on the offensive rebound. Working against the Hastings High man-to-man defense, Nate Stevens. Moves it down in the corner, trying to drive the baseline. There's a pass down in the opposite corner to Schreiner. Out on the wing now to Austin. He hands the ball away here against the Tiger defense. That's a Nate Stevens. Now to Damian Austin, and now a timeout's going to be called. As head coach Scott Steinbrock doesn't like what he's seeing out there offensively for Kearney. They had a tough time penetrating the Tiger defense there. 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 43, Hastings 40.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman, minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Gibbon has beaten the Adams Central Patriots tonight in the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, 49-45 in boys' play. Ravenna beat the Adams Central girls tonight, 49-31. There's a three-pointer off of the timeout. It's up and in there by Nate Stevens. Stevens just to the left of the lane there scores. He's now got 16 in the ballgame, and Kearney is out to a 46-40 advantage here over the Hastings High Tigers. Hastings back with the ball. There's Tyler Rebarger. Comes into the offensive scoring zone. Kearney is back to their man-to-man defense here. Rebarger comes over here on the wing. Ty Anderson nearly lost that ball out of bounds, but picks it up right in front of the head coach Scott Rosno here on the near side. Gives it over to Rebarger at the free throw line. Jumper is up there. It's through the hole. It's good. Tyler Rebarger hits the free throw line jumper. Rebarger now with 7 points in the ballgame, 46-42. Hastings within 4 points here. A Class A opponent, Kearney. It's a Damian Austin with the ball at the top of the key. Drives the ball toward the goal. Scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds. It's going to be Kearney basketball. But Kearney will play things in. Here comes Will Reimer into the ball game. Duong comes back in. Garich will come back in. Ty Anderson's going to come to the bench for head coach Scott Rosno. Brady Minky going to get a quick breather here as well as Cade Wilkie. 4 minutes and 35 seconds to play. 46-42. Kearney with a four-point lead. Bearcats will inbound the ball way outside. Austin grabs it out near the 10-second line. Comes over here on the wing to Stevens. Drives the ball down to the baseline. Goes up. His shot is going to be no good. Ball tipped out of there. It's picked up by Kearney. Long-range jumper from the outside is up and in. Jake Sheldon picks up the loose ball and scores from three-point range. He's got 16 points in the ballgame now for Kearney. And now the Bearcats have their biggest lead of the ballgame at 49-42 with 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings High working with the ball. That's going to be intercepted on the wing by Sheldon. He gets the ball back here to Stevens. He drives. He's going to be fouled into play. So a Tiger turnover, a crucial one there. That's going to be the 11th turnover on Hastings. As Sheldon came up with a steal on the right sideline, did a good job staying in bounce, flipping the ball back in the court here to Nate Stevens, who was fouled into play there by Scepter Duong. Duong picks up his third. And now we got Nate Stevens going to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Stevens now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He has got 17 points in the ball game. Jake Sheldon has got 16. Duong comes out. Here comes Rebarger back in there. 50-42. Kearney has now got an 8-point lead. Here's the next shot. It's up and in. So now the Bearcats out on top, 51-42. They've outscored Hastings 8-2 in the past couple of minutes of this ballgame. There's a Brady Minky with the ball out here in three-point territory. Being hawked out here defensively by Damian Austin. A pass down underneath the hole. A shot is up there and in by Patrick Opperman. Nice pass there by Minky to a Patrick Opperman. As Opperman scores, he's got 10 points in the ballgame. 51-44. Now the Tigers will need a stop here defensively. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. 51-44. Bearcats have the lead. At the free throw line is McNitt. Luke McNitt dribbles once, brings it back outside the ring now. That's going to be Stevens with the ball. Stevens to the near sideline to Austin. Gets it back to Stevens on a baseline. Goes up over Rebarger. Shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball's brought out there by Garich. Rebarger got a little piece of that one, and a rebound comes down to Garich. Here comes Hastings High, trailing by 7, 51-44. Rebarger's out here in three-point territory. Dribbling with the ball, sends it over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Minky. Minky gets it back to Tyler. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the left side. His shot from 12 feet away, in and out. No good. Tip try up there, no good by Garich. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, Hastings ball. They point the Tigers way here. So Hastings will play things in. Last touchdown there by the Bearcats before it went out of bounds. Wilkie comes back into the ball game now for Hastings. Garich will check out. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 51-44. Hastings trailing in the ball game. Wilkie comes out here on the wing to Reimer. Reimer being hawked by Austin. Back down in the corner again. That's going to be a Mickey. Gets it inside to Wilkie in the lane, and a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called there on Hastings. Again, from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament tonight, Ravenna girls have beaten Adams Central by a score of 49-31. The Gibbon boys beat Adams Central tonight in a little bit of an upset, 49-45. Here's Carney inbounding the ball here in backcourt. It's going to be tipped out of bounds here by Rebarger in front of the Tiger bench. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Carney is leading Hastings by a score of 51-44. Luke McNick will inbound the ball to Damian Austin. He runs it into the forecourt down the right sideline, and now Carney will set up offensively. They've got the seven-point lead. Tigers need the ball. Damian Austin out here in three-point territory. Comes to the left side on the wing. That's Stevens with it now to Damian Austin. Austin circles around on the dribble. Carney not in any hurry to throw up a shot here. They get it inside to Derek Striner. Now they spread the floor, get it to Nate Stevens. Stevens is going to be fouled in the play. Driving the ball there against the Rebarger of Hastings. And Tyler picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on Hastings, so no free throws here. Carney will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. The Tigers trailing 51-44. Carney will play things in. They just lob it out here. But Damian Austin, the ball's going to be tipped into the backcourt. Austin will come back to retrieve it for the Bearcats. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. Hastings matched up in the man-to-man defense as we approach the 2-minute mark. Carney's still leading by 7 points at 51-44. Damian Austin out here. Now a timeout's going to be called. Timeout's going to be called by Carney. 2:02 remaining in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Carney 51, Hastings 44.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. After the game or anytime, join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back at the Jungle at Hastings High here tonight. High school basketball from the Breeze. Earlier tonight, Kearney's girls knocked off Hastings by the score of 34-23 after leading 18-11 at halftime. Kearney has got the lead here in the boys' contest now, 51-44, as the Bearcats played things in, and the ball tipped back out of bounds by Scepter Duong as he tipped that baby away from Jake Sheldon of Kearney on the right sideline. So Kearney again will play things in on the far side here with 2:02 remaining in the ball game. They lob it over here to Nate Stevens, left side of the lane. Back out on top to Damian Austin out near the 10-second line. Bounce pass, right side, driving for the hole. The shot is up there. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Ball being tapped around. It's picked up here by Carney. Bearcats save it here as Sheldon has got it back out to Austin inside the free throw circle. Damian Austin backs her on out. The Tigers still in their man-to-man defense here with a minute and 40 seconds to play. Jake Sheldon with the ball. Comes out between the rings now to Nate Stevens. Nate Stevens to Damian Austin. Comes over here on the near sideline to Jake Sheldon. And now we got a personal foul called out here in three-point territory. It's going to go on to Brady Minky. That's going to be his first. A minute and 29 seconds to play now. Hastings still trailing by a score of 51-44. Luke McNett will inbound the ball now for Carney. That's only team foul number 6 on Hastings. So the next foul will send Carney to the free throw line. And there it is right there. A foul on Tyler Rebarger trying to tip the ball away. Rebarger just picks up his fourth personal foul. That's the 17th foul in Hastings, and that's going to send Carney to the free throw line now. This will be a 1-1 situation for the Bearcats with a minute and 28 seconds to play. Nate Stevens at the free throw line here for Kearney, and his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It's saved by Kearney, but right into the hands of Hastings. So Stevens misses the free throw. Now the Tigers come back with the ball here. A minute and 19 seconds to play. Hastings down by 7 points. Tigers have the ball. Here's Mickey driving down the lane. His short jumper is up there and in. Mickey dribbles behind his back at the top of the key and takes it down to paint. Gets a little short jumper in front of the hole. He scores. Now we got a timeout called here from Hastings head coach Scott Rosno. A minute and 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 51, Hastings 46.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Nebraska basketball coming your way on Thursday night here on The Breeze. The Huskers are going to be playing at Northwestern in a men's ball game. Pre-game show will be at 5 with a tip-off at 6. We'll have the Nebraska women against Purdue on 12:30 a.m. KHIS on Thursday night. So both the Husker men and women in action on Thursday. Here's Kearney with the ball, taking it up down the right sideline, and a foul is going to be called. Patrick Opperman just reaches up and grabs Damian Austin for the foul. Opperman picks up his second. That's going to be the Tigers' eighth. And now it's going to turn into a free throw shooting contest down the stretch here. Kearney as a team hitting at about 65% of their free throw tosses. 51-46 is the score here as the Tigers are down by 5 points. Going to the free throw line for Kearney is going to be Damian Austin. Austin 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. 1-1 situation here. Austin eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. It barely rattles the net as it goes through the hoop there. Austin will have one more. Kearney has now got a 6-point lead. Just a 2-possession ball game though right now at 52-46. Damian Austin will have one more here for the Bearcats. 5'6" sophomore as he puts it up there and the shot good. So the sophomore steps to the free throw line and cans a couple of free throws there at a crucial time. 53-46 now. As Kearney has got the lead over Hastings, there's Brady Minkey with the ball, comes over here on the near sideline. It's Scepter Duong, puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key. His three-pointer put up there and in. Duong hits a three-pointer from the top of the key. He's now got 7 points. Hastings within 4 points now as the Tigers will call another timeout. 53 seconds to play in the basketball game here tonight from the jungle at Hastings High. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 53, Hastings 49.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state. The Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th. Showcasing different schools and different classes in a free district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hastings College basketball is going to play tomorrow night on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. Hastings will be on the road in Fremont to take on Midland University. 9:45 for the pregame show tomorrow afternoon, 6 o'clock for the women's ball game, and 8 o'clock for the guys. Hastings and Midland tomorrow night on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. 53-49 is the score here. Kearney is out on top of the Hastings High Tigers, but the Tigers not rolling over. Scepter Duong hitting a three-pointer from the top of the key to pull the Tigers within 4 points. Kearney will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Hastings High pressuring back here. Nate Stevens, double team. Bounce pass comes on the near sideline to Austin, and a foul is going to be called. Damian Austin, the guy who was there just a few seconds ago, will go back to the free throw line now. That's the 19th foul on Hastings High here in the second half of play. That's going to go on Minky. That's going to be his second. And now going to the free throw line again will be Damian Austin with 48 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Austin will have 2 shots here. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He'll have a 1-1 situation. Hastings is trailing by 4 points at 53-49. Here comes a shot. It's going to be short. Ball tapped around. Hastings had the rebound and lost it out of bounds. They come off of the rim. Hastings High had their hands on it there. I think that was Gowrich who had his hands on it there for the Tigers, but he couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. So Kearney will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket after Damian Austin misses on the free throw. 53-49. Kearney has still got a four-point lead over the Tigers. Kearney plays it in. His passing could be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hastings High. Wilkie gets the ball to Scepter Duong. A shot on the baseline is going to be no good. Rebounded inside by Wilkie. He goes back up, shoots and scores. Cade Wilkie scores. We got a timeout. The Tigers within two. So Connie turns the ball away. Back here in their offensive end, Cade Wilkie gets the field goal for Hastings. We're down to 36.7 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter with another timeout. It's now Kearney 53, Hastings 51.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym. Folks fired up here tonight now with 36.7 seconds to play. It's 53-51. Hastings High trailed earlier in this quarter. In fact, it trailed not long ago at 51-42. Hastings has come back nicely here. And we've made this thing a ball game now at 53-51. Hastings has outscored Kearney down the stretch, 9-2. And now what do we have here? We have a personal foul on Hastings before Kearney got the ball inbounded. It's going to go on Ty Anderson. That's going to be his third. So Ty Anderson commits the personal foul. We're sitting at 53-51 with 36.7 seconds to play. And who's going to go to the free throw line? Looks like Jake Sheldon. Sheldon goes for the line. That's going to be the 10th team foul in Hastings, so this will be a two-shot foul. Jake Sheldon to the line. His shot is up there, and it's not good. He's now got 17 for the ball game. That gives Kearney a 54-51 advantage. So Jake Sheldon fouled into play by Ty Anderson. Sheldon down to the free throw line for his second shot here. 54-51 with 36 seconds to play. Next shot by Sheldon is up there. It's off of the mark, and then back down through the hole. Looked like it was going to jump out of there, but he caught the front lip and down through the hole. So Sheldon hits a couple of free throws. It's now 55-51. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside to Opperman. Spins, puts up a shot and scores. Opperman scores and another timeout. Hastings. Opperman gets the field goal right in front of the basket with 26 seconds to play. It's now 55-53 in favor of Kearney and another timeout from Hastings head coach Scott Rosno. We'll take a break right along with him. 26.4 seconds to play. It's Kearney 55, Hastings 53.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 26.4 seconds to play in regulation. It is Kearney out on top of Hastings by a score of 55-53. Kearney held a 51-42 advantage with just a couple of minutes left in the ballgame. The Tigers have come storming back here in the fourth quarter, 55-53. Patrick Opperman getting that last field goal right in front of the hole. And now Kearney will have to inbound the ball here in backcourt with 26.4 seconds to play. They get it into Damian Austin. He dribbles down the right sideline. And now we've got a foul called. Austin was just about ready to lose control of the ball, but Hastings High nicks him from behind. And that's going to send Austin back to the free throw line here for Kearney. He's had mixed success down the stretch here. 22 seconds to play. This will be a two-shot foul. The personal goes on Brady Minkey. That's going to be his third. So So Austin, the sophomore, goes back to the free throw line. He's 3 out of 5 from the line. Tiger fans come to their feet. Hastings down by 2 points, 55-53. A two-shot opportunity here by Austin. His shot is up there. It's no good. It is no good by the sophomore, Damian Austin, and now he'll have one more shot here. Tyler Rebarger comes back in. Garridge comes out. Hastings trailing Kearney 55-53 in boys high school basketball. Damian Austin will go to the free throw line for his second of two shots. Place going crazy here at the jungle. There's a shot by Austin. It is up there. It's good. So he hits 1 out of 2. 56-53. Just a one possession ball game. Hastings High will come back now with 19 seconds to play. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brady Mickey. Drives it to the elbow, right side. Now to Tyler Rebarger for three. Shot is up there. He hits it. They're tied up at 56 points apiece. Here's Connie back the other way. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Driving with the ball is going to be Nate Stevens. Drives it in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. We're headed to overtime. Tyler Rebarger gets a field goal for Hastings High, a three-pointer as he banks one home with about 10 seconds to play in regulation. And we are tied up at 56 points apiece as we head to an overtime session here tonight. Whale of a basketball game. Four quarters in the books. We're headed to OT with a score. Hastings 56, Kearney 56.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance.
The Breeze, 94.5.
It's a three-pointer there for Kearney. From the top of the key, we're in the overtime session, 59-56 to the score. Kearney has now got the lead over Hastings High. There's Opperman with the ball down to Rebarger deep in the corner. He drives for the basket. It sounds up there. It's going to be no good. Tap tries up and in. Larry Garrett scores, 59-58. Now Kearney has got the lead. Bearcats come back with the ball. Damian Austin has got it. Tigers playing a man-to-man defense here. Austin backs it out into three-point territory. Tyler Rebarger hitting a shot with 10 seconds to play, a three-pointer to force the overtime session. We're at OT right now. Jake Sheldon has got the ball. Comes out on top to Nate Stevens. Nate dribbling with the ball against Scepter Duong. 2:50 to play in overtime. Kearney with a one-point lead, 59-58. Stevens down to the baseline. Comes back out into three-point territory. Jake Sheldon, who hands the ball away to a Damian Austin. Damian Austin now dribbling with the ball outside there. Sneaks up to the top of the three-point circle. Over on the wing on the right side. Now down in the corner. Derek Schreiner, cross-court pass comes to Sheldon for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Kearney tries to save it. They can't get to it. And Hastings High will play things in. Here comes Ty Anderson into the ball game. Here comes Wilkie back into the contest now for the Tigers. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play in overtime. It's 59-58. Kearney with a one-point lead over Hastings High. Tigers will play things in. Kearney will put some pressure on back here. Ty Anderson has got the ball for Hastings. To Wilkie, now to Mickey into the offensive zone. Over to Rebarger on the left side. Tyler Rebarger holding on to the ball here. Calls the play for Hastings High as he takes a look at head coach Scott Rosno. Hastings down by one, 59-58. Minky goes inside to Rebogger, shot up under and in. Hastings with a lead now, 60-59. 2 minutes to play in overtime. Here's a Damian Austin with the ball. Damian gets away, goes for the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up and in. An offensive rebound and a follow shot there by Thomas Gillen. And now we got a timeout, Kearney. So now the Bearcats are back out on top by a score of 61-60 with a minute and 50 seconds to play. We've got a timeout. Kearney will take a break. Bearcats 61, Tigers 60.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Kearney is out on top of Hastings High. We're in the overtime session. 61-60 is the score. A minute and 50 seconds to play in the OT. Nate Stevens has got 21 points for Kearney here in the ball game. Jake Sheldon has got 18 points. Thomas Gillen has got 10. For Hastings High, Tyler Rebonger has had the hot hand here in the second half. He's got 12 points altogether, including a three-pointer there to end the regulation. The force of the overtime session, Eric Garich, also in double figures. He's got 10. Patrick Opperman has got 12 points for Hastings High. The Tigers find themselves down by one. Now 61-60 is the score. A minute and 50 seconds to play at OT. Hastings High will play things in here in backcourt. Brady Minky has got the ball. Minky will bring her up here for Hastings as he walks the ball across the midcourt stripe. Kearney is in a man-to-man defense. Minky comes over here to Ty Anderson. The ball is going to be high. That is going to be brought down here by Jake Sheldon. A turnover on Hastings. The 14th turnover on the Tigers. That pass was high to Ty Anderson. He couldn't control it. Jake Sheldon gets it for Kearney now. Damian Austin has got the ball. Gets it to Derek Schreiner. Over there in the wing on the right side now to Damian Austin. He dribbles with the ball. A minute 19 seconds to play. Here's a Nate Stevens out here in three-point territory. Picked up by the Tigers defensively, man on man, comes over here to a Damian Austin on the dribble. Out to Nate Stevens now. The Damian Austin on the far sideline. Austin gets away from Wilkie. Now he's double team. Austin still dribbling with the ball. A minute to play. Kearney's got a 1-point lead, 61-60 over Hastings. Damian Austin out here near the midcourt stripe, just holding on to the ball. Hastings matched up man on man, looking for the turnover here. Here's a Nate Stevens with it now. Nate goes to the far sideline. They just work the ball around. They're spreading the floor. Austin has got it. We're down to 43 seconds to play. Kearney with a 1-point lead. Austin over here on the near sideline now, about 35 feet away from the basket. Austin dribbling with the ball against Minky. Comes out here near the 10-second line. Dribbling with it now is going to be Sheldon. He hands it away. Now we got a foul called. Derek Schreiner out here in 3-point territory is going to be fouled into play. I think that's going to be Minky picking up the foul. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Derek Schreiner to the free throw line. That's going to be the fourth foul on Minky. Schreiner to the free throw line. He's one of two so far tonight. Two-shot foul. First one is good. Here comes Scepter Duong into the ball game. Kearney's got a 62-60 lead over Hastings High with 29.4 seconds to play in overtime. Coming up, we've got the Vons Printers post-game show here tonight from the jungle at Hastings High. The Tigers looking to even up their record at 8 wins and 8 losses. Kearney's looking for their 13th win here tonight. Derek Schreiner's next free throw is up there. It's good. He hits two free throws. So two crucial free throws there by Derek Schreiner. Is now a 63-60 ball game. Hastings is trailing in the ball game. Kearney's got the lead. Here's Scepter Duong with the ball. Scepter in the three-point territory now with 20 seconds to play. The Rebogger stops and pops from the elbow. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Nope, Kearney saves it. The Bearcats save the ball here. It goes into the hands of Nate Stevens, and a foul is going to be called. Nice save there by Kearney. They get the ball into Nate Stevens on the save, and now a foul is going to be called on Opperman. That's going to be his third. So now 12 seconds to play here. Hastings is down by 3 points at 63-60. Nate Stevens to the free throw line. He's got 21 in the ball game. They'll have two shots here. The shot is up there. The shot good. So Kearney hitting some free throws in the final seconds of this overtime session. And it's now a 64-60 ball game. And again, Kearney wants to call a timeout. Kearney calls the timeout. 12 seconds to play in overtime. We'll take a break with the score. Kearney 64, Hastings 60.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 12 seconds to play here in the overtime session. Coming up, we've got the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight. Going to have another free throw coming up from Nate Stevens. Nate right now is 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 22 in the ball game for the Bearcats. He'll have another shot here. The Tigers are down by 4 points right now. It's 64-60. We're just joining us. Tyler Rebarger hits a three-pointer with 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter to force the overtime session. Kearney got a shot away, but it would not go. We're in the overtime session right now. We are tied up at 56 points apiece after four quarters. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Nate Stevens hits some big free throws there, and Kearney's got a five-point lead, 65-60. Here comes Mickey back with the ball for Hastings. Out to Opperman for three. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound Stevens, and he's going to be fouled here in backcourt with 2.3 seconds to play. So we got a personal foul called here on Hastings High. That's going to go on Rebarger. That's going to be his fifth foul. So Rebarger fouls out of the ball game with 2.3 seconds left in the overtime session. He's going to leave with 12 points. Ty Anderson will come in to replace him. Nate Stevens at the free throw line again for another two-shot opportunity. His shot is up there. It's good. So Nate Stevens hitting some free throws here for Kearney down this stretch. The Bearcats now with a six-point lead. And Connie's going to get out of here with a victory here tonight over Hastings High. Next shot is up there. It is good from Stevens. He's now got 25 for the ball game. Hastings High will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. Picked up by Mickey to Opperman. He throws up a three at the buzzer. No good. That is the ball game. And Kearney High knocks off the Hastings High Tigers tonight at boys high school basketball in overtime. The final score, it was Kearney 67, Hastings 60. Stay tuned. We got the post games coming up next. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Hastings College graduates become
astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Over.
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Over.
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Over.
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at the jungle at Hastings High as Kearney knocks off Hastings High tonight in overtime by a score of 67-60. So the Tigers will drop to 7 wins and 9 losses on the season. Kearney will improve to 13-6 after this overtime ball game tonight, 67-60. Kearney wins it here tonight. Tyler Rebarger hitting a shot with about 10 seconds to play in the fourth quarter to force the overtime session here tonight. And then the Bearcats outscore Hastings High in the overtime session, 11-4. They got some free throws late to make this a 7-point ball game, 67-60. Kearney High wins it tonight over Hastings High. We'll come back and check the final numbers of the ball game as we continue on the Bonds Printers postgame show right after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The Agrimax size 480 80R42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16, 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Hastings High again, the Kearney High Bearcats win this basketball game by the final score of 67-60. Over Hastings High, you're listening to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight. We got the final numbers in of the ball game here this evening. For Hastings High, they ended up shooting 49% for the ball game here tonight. They were 25 out of 51 from the field. The Tigers hit 5 out of 12 from three-point range, and they were 20 out of 39 from two-point range. So Hastings hitting 51% of their field goals from two-point range, and they were 5 out of 12 from three-point range for 42%. For the ball game, they were 25 out of 51 for 49%. Kearney hit 57% from the field tonight on two-pointers. They were 16 out of 28. The Bearcats were 6 out of 16 from three-point range for 38%. So it was Kearney hitting exactly 50% for the ball game tonight from the field. They were 22 out of 44. Kearney won on rebounds 21-20 over Hastings High. The Tigers had 14 turnovers in the ball game compared to 8 for Kearney High. 67-60 was the score in overtime tonight over Hastings High as Kearney comes out of here with a win. Nate Stevens leads the way for Kearney. He had 25 points in the ballgame. Stevens was 7 out of 10 from the free throw line, had 11 points in the first half and 14 more in the second half. Nate Stevens scores 25 for Kearney. Jake Sheldon had 18 points. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Thomas Gillen had 10 points tonight. So three Kearney High Bearcats in double figures, led by Nate Stevens with 25, Jake Sheldon with 18, Thomas Gillen with 10. The other scorers for Kearney, we see Damian Austin had 4 points off in the free throw line. Luke McNitt had a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. Trey Anderson had a field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Derek Schreiner was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 3 points. Kearney was hitting 17 out of 25 from the charity stripe tonight, and they turned the ball over 8 times against Hastings High. The Tigers had 14 turnovers in the ball game. They got to the free throw line much less, as they were 5 out of 7 for the stripe in the contest tonight. Their leading scorers for Hastings in the ball game tonight, Patrick Opperman, he had 12 points, and also Tyler Rebarger, he had 12. Opperman had 5 field goals. He was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 12. Tyler Rebarger did not get to the stripe tonight. He knocked down that 3-pointer late in the ball game. Also had a 3-pointer early. He knocked down the 3 other 2-point field goals, so Tyler Rebarger finishes with 12 points. Eric Gowrich came off of the bench to score 10 for Hastings High. He had 5 field goals, and he was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. The other scores for the Tigers, Brady Minkey had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. He was 3 out of 4 from the line. He had 8 points in this contest. Scepter Duwong had 7. He had a couple of field goals, and he also had a 3-point goal for Hastings High. 6 points tonight for Cade Wilkie on 3 field goals. The other scores for Hastings, we see that Will Reimer had a 3-pointer in the first half for his only score of the ball game. Ty Anderson had a field goal and 2 points for Hastings High. So again, a 67-60 ball game. Kearney High beats Hastings tonight in overtime as the Tigers now drop to 7 wins and 9 losses on the season. Kearney High improves to 13-6. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to the Bonds Printers postgame show from the jungle at Hastings High on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Right back on the Bonds Printers postgame show here tonight from Hastings High as the Kearney High Bearcats knock off the Tigers tonight by a score of 67-60 in the overtime session. Coming up for Hastings High, they've got three road games coming up next week. Actually, not three road games, they've got three games in 1 week. They've got Crete next week, as well as Waverly and Aurora. That'll be at Crete and at home to take on Waverly, and then they'll play at Aurora next Saturday. So a three-banger next week for Hastings High, Crete, Waverly, and Aurora. The Tigers will take a 7-9 record into next week. Kearney High, meanwhile, going to 13-6 in the season. They've got a home ball game with Omaha Central coming up this weekend on Saturday. Omaha Central is ranked number one in Class A in the Lincoln Journal Star. They have a record of 19 wins and no losses on the season. So a tough go for Kearney coming up this Saturday as they take on Omaha Central on Saturday. And Hastings High drops this one here tonight to Kearney High by a score of 67-60 in the overtime session, as Hastings head coach Scott Rosno is going to make his way up to our broadcast facility here tonight. Hastings High dropping a tough ball game here to Kearney High. And coach, thanks for coming up after a very competitive basketball game here tonight. Your feelings on the contest?
Well, I'll tell you what, offensively, Kearney can really do some damage. You know, they put 72 points up on the number two team in the state last week against Norfolk. You know, the thing that I told my kids afterwards is nothing to hang our heads about in order in playing a team like that because of what they're capable of doing. A year ago at this time, I would probably spot at least a half a dozen times that our kids would have started to fold a little bit when we were down seven, when we were down six. And this year I thought our kids understood not only the fight that they've got to have in them, but then mentally how to score at the other end to be able to keep that a close game. One other thing, as I followed a few of the players coming down, I like the ownership. I like the ownership out of the kids. They'll be the first to admit that it wasn't as good of a defensive game as what we would have liked to have played. You know, Stevens being able to get to the hole, and he's a capable player to do that. But Stevens able to get to the hole was what was crucial for him. You know, a kid like that puts up 26 against Norfolk the other night and 27 against us tonight. You know, you've got to keep him in check a little bit. And it's not one individual. It's a team concept as far as how we were trying to guard them.
Talk about the fourth quarter. You guys were down 51-42 with just a couple of minutes to play in the ball game. You outscored Kearney down the stretch at 14-5. You forced the overtime session with a basket by Tyler.
Well, you know, again, that's that key there is that the kids don't give up. But it's not just a heart thing. We talk about play hard, but we also talk about play smart. And I thought the kids gave themselves a chance by continuing to try and execute kind of an inside-out mentality. I know we hit some shots on the outside, but it was that constant understanding that we're trying to go inside, we're trying to swing the ball. And so, you know, a lot of credit to those kids to keep themselves in a ball game. Like I said, you know, we fell down enough that, you know, Kearney was just going to go ahead and mark one on the left side. And our kids fought through that, you know, to put themselves in a situation, being out of timeouts the way we were. in regulation, you know, our kids were receiving instructions to run two different plays depending on which defense they were in. And the kids did a pretty good job of trying to execute that. You know, Kearney is 13-6, I believe, or 13-7, somewhere in that range. But they're a pretty healthy ball club. And, you know, I still say to have beat them once and to have played them to overtime this time, you know, shows how far our kids have climbed. And I'm not going to claim that as a moral victory, but it does tell our kids if this is the kind of ball that we're going to play, then we've got to be excited for the things that we're going to see in the next couple weeks as well.
Talk about the overtime session, Coach. That's how fine line that we were walking. Just a couple of, I think, turnovers in there, big turnovers on Hastings in that overtime session, and Kearney was able to get to the line in the OT.
Well, you know, that's a situation there. We came out and ran a quick set play to try and see if we couldn't get a quick score at them, and it did not execute very well. And Kearney ends up with the ball out of the jump. Even at that point, being down kind of nickeled back and forth there a couple of possessions, we found ourselves even down 60-61 and had the ball and came down to run a set play. We had a errant pass and end up with a turnover out of it. So instead of being down one with the ball and a chance to go ahead, and all of a sudden we're down one and we've got to defend. Kearney, like we're already aware, is a seasoned enough ball club and enough experience there that they were able to work enough clock to shorten the game down. And we put ourselves in a position to foul, and they knocked down the free throws. You know, about every other possession from then on, we either tried to get a good look or else we turned it over. And so either way, each time that you wanted to have a chance to get the ball before the clock ran out, Kearney was going to end up at the free throw line, and they hit enough of them to keep us out of reach.
Coach, offensively, had a pretty good night. 49% we shoot from the field compared to 50% for Kearney. We get out rebounded by only 121-20. So the numbers look pretty good. We just come up short at the end.
Well, and again, you know, basketball is a sport that's not necessarily an equal opportunity. Each guy's got their opportunity to be out on the floor and do what he's capable of. Right now, you know, you got to give your hat tip your hat to Kearney and understanding that Nate Stevens is who they wanted to have the ball in his hands. You know, but equally so, I thought our kids hung with what we were trying to do, and we were able to get the looks inside. You know, it was a good, competitive, healthy, physical ball game, and I think our kids have reached a point where we're able to play, whether it's physical or finesse. You know, that we knew coming in that this was going to be tough. We also talked as coaches, regardless of how this came out, win, loss, we wanted to know that we, you know, are able to play this type of ball game more than once during a season. So that's nice for us to be able to take this as we head into the month of February.
Yeah, you got to three games coming up next week. Maybe the toughest part of your schedule here as far as being active and getting things going. Three games come up next week.
I'll tell you what, you know, they say in the month of December you need to be practicing, and the month of February you need to be playing. So I guess we're going to be playing some ball next week.
Okay, good luck to you, bud.
All right, thanks.
Yep, Scott Rosso, the head coach for Hastings High. Again, the Tigers dropped this one tonight in overtime to Kearney by the score of 67-60 in this basketball game tonight, as Hastings High will drop to 7-9 in the season. They'll get ready for a busy week next week. Kearney will get ready for the number one ranked team coming up this weekend at Omaha Central. They will play them on Saturday, and the Bearcats are now 13-6 on the season. That'll do it for us tonight. Again, earlier tonight, it was Hastings High losing to Kearney in the girls' ball game by a score of 34-23. Kearney is now 6-13 in the season. Hastings High drops to 2 wins and 13 losses. That'll do it for us tonight from the jungle at Hastings High. For the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, I'm Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.